It's been over a week since a mass shooting occurred on Bates Ford Road. The violence broke out at the end of a weekend that started with peaceful Juneteenth celebrations. Four people have died because of their injuries. Police are still searching for a motive and a suspect. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to a Charlotte man who's still trying to make sense of what he saw and experienced when shots rang out.
Last week, the portion of Bates Ford Road in front of the neighborhood Food Lion was roped off with yellow police tape. Police were collecting evidence, trying to piece together what sparked a mass shooting at the tail end of a weekend that had been full of peaceful celebrations marking Juneteenth. This week, the police tape is gone. Bates Ford Road is now a memorial site. Candles, balloons, crosses, and flowers are huddled in clusters, remembering the four victims who lost their lives. A mobile CMPD tower is parked nearby.
There are a lot of questions that I just feel like we don't have answers to. And I saw like an article where they talked about a massacre. Like, that's pretty much what we should label this as.
That's 32-year-old Donnell Washington. His memories of the violence are still fresh.
I can remember being kneeled under a car and I could just hear the bullets just flying. And I would say the shooting lasts a good 3 to 5 minutes.
Washington, who has helped to organize protests in Charlotte in the wake of George Floyd's death, was at a cookout at a friend's house. He had been out on Bates Ford Road Friday and Saturday for Juneteenth celebrations. That Sunday during the cookout, the group saw on Facebook that people were on Bates Ford Road again. They figured they would go check it out.
I knew when I got here there were a lot of people who are not from this area that just happened to be here. So that was kind of a red flag for me. But yeah, Sunday was just it was different. The vibes, the energy, everything about Sunday was not what happened Friday and Saturday.
The other thing that was different, Washington says, was the lack of police presence. He noticed CMPD officers out Friday and Saturday, just sort of hanging back in case they were needed. He doesn't blame police for the shooting, but he does feel like there is a lack of urgency. There still hasn't been an arrest. He wishes there would be daily updates from CMPD as the investigation presses on. Washington says if the shooting had occurred on a college campus, he believes police response would have been different.
How do you handle a mass shooting? We know how to handle a mass shooting in malls, at schools, because we've had that. When UNC Charlotte had their shooting last year, you saw multiple agencies responding. Mm-hmm. But how do you handle a mass shooting in a community? Like, how do you handle a mass shooting on a major road?
In press conferences since the shooting, CMPD has repeatedly said that despite some 400 people on Bates Ford Road, it's been hard to get witnesses to come forward. Washington questions that.
When I talked to somebody on Tuesday, the detective said, oh, we've been getting plenty of calls. People have been dropping names. So you may not have useful information, but you have information. So don't put that narrative that people in this community are not looking out for the community, because we're already marginalized enough. And we don't need that narrative out there that, oh, they have this shooting in the community and they don't even want to work with police. Because that's what some people think. That's not what's going on here. Anybody who was here Sunday is traumatized for what happened Sunday. And more than likely, they are willing to work with police because they survived the shooting.
He says he had an appointment with a detective last Wednesday. He went to the police station, but he says the detective didn't show. He waited for a half hour before he had to go back to work. Washington says he left a voicemail for the detective and has yet to hear back.
From there, that tells me that your priorities, obviously what I had to say was not of importance to you, or you may have all the information that you need. And so I don't know, we haven't had a conversation.
Washington doesn't think the shooting was random. Maybe it was gang related, or he believes the shooting could have involved a hate group.
This was like rain and tear, and all you heard was screaming and bullets flying.
At one point during the chaos, Washington was in the Food Lion parking lot. He heard family and friends searching for Kelly Miller, one of the victims who died. And that has stayed with him.
So I could hear them, you know, normal voice. You can hear them searching, panicking. And then you hear when their whole body responds to, this person's longer here. And that's something like I never, ever, ever want to experience, like to see someone walk up on a loved one that has just died and was just killed senseless.
The other day, Washington attended a balloon release for Kelly Miller. At one point, he says fireworks were set off. He had to steady and reassure himself it wasn't gunshots. That trigger is on his mind with the 4th of July holiday around the corner. A lot of people are still processing their trauma, he points out. He purposely hasn't gone back and watched the videos that have surfaced on social media of the shooting.
I knew that it would really haunt me, and I was just like, no, I can't. It's one thing to survive it, but it's another thing to survive and also go back and see all these bodies, because some of my friends, like, they're still trying to, like, nightmares they're dealing with. It was a war zone.
He said he kind of got a glimpse of what it's like for a soldier to come back from war carrying the weight of PTSD. He says he's finding his way through the trauma. He's talking about it with his family and friends, and he's checking in with others who were out there that night. And he's waiting to hear from the police. He knows they have a job to do, but he hopes there's an update soon. And he hopes when they do have information to share, they hold a press conference on Beatty's Ford Road, so the community that has been so impacted by the violence will be able to hear it firsthand. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.